The rows of donated non-perishables are set up like grocery store aisles. Here, those who've signed up with Metropolitan Ministries' holiday food program weave their shopping carts throughout rows of cereal, pasta, and canned goods. Catherine from Tampa is scrutinizing labels of boxed grain products. She says she and her husband have been struggling to make ends meet for 2 years.
Well, my husband was laid off. His job was outsourced, and then the unemployment ran out, and he's delivering papers at night, and I'm working at the grocery store, but it's still not enough money.
This year, the program is helping around 30,000 Tampa Bay area families put Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner on the table.
That sounds like a large number, but with 140,000 individuals unemployed in the Bay Area, that's just the tip of it.
Anna Mendez, Director of Community Relations at Metropolitan Ministries in Tampa, says the state of the economy is turning things most Americans take for granted, like Thanksgiving dinner, into a luxury for many.
With the current economic climate, it's challenging to have to choose between putting gas in your car or, you know, buying food for your family.
Mendez says clients can find pretty much every holiday meal component they need among the aisles of the distribution center.
And they'll be receiving a traditional holiday meal along with a turkey this Thanksgiving. And then coming up for Christmas, they'll be receiving a traditional meal with turkey again and toys for their children.
She says her organization has seen a 10% increase in the amount of people seeking out the program this year.
We're continuing to see that changing face of homelessness. The needs are suburban, urban, and exurban, meaning that people from affluent communities are coming to us for assistance. They've never dreamed of being in this predicament. They've gone from dual incomes to single incomes to no income at all. And they're finding themselves with, you know, what do I do? Where do I turn? A lot of people that we've spoken to are past donors of ours, past volunteers of ours.
Mendez adds that half of the program's clients are first-timers. David from Gibsonton is one of these. He says he's unemployed and had worked in the pest control industry for 15 years before becoming injured.
Running on some rough times with the family right now and came down here for some assistance. And these people are gracious enough to be able to give us a Thanksgiving dinner.
It's also the first Thanksgiving that Sarah from Tampa, a single mother who's also a student, is seeking help from the nonprofit.
Usually I spend it with my family, but this year it's just, you know, me and the baby, so.
The pantry is teeming with apron-clad volunteers. Metropolitan Ministry reportedly gets around 100 calls a day from people who want to help. 16-year-old Sophia Baldor is one of these. She says volunteering here is quite an eye-opening experience.
Really, driving even down here through this part of town, I mean, you see a lot that you don't see back over in South Tampa, where I'm from, and it's just very different, and you see this other side, and you're like, wow, look how fortunate I am, and to be able to help, it's a wonderful experience.
The pantry's Thanksgiving meal distribution ended earlier today, but Community Relations Director Anna Mendez says Metropolitan Ministries will open its doors tomorrow morning to serve Thanksgiving dinner to those in need.
If you are listening to this and you don't have a place to eat, you can come to our community meal tomorrow, which is located at our Holiday Center, 2010 North Florida Avenue, and we'll be serving from 11:30 to 1:30 for the community.
To find out more about Metropolitan Ministries and the services they offer, check out metromin.org or call 813-209-1000. A marquee in front of the building says they're in need of turkeys as well as canned yams ahead of Christmas. From Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.